I'm Chris.
And I'm Buddy.
And I'm Kara, and welcome to the Business Experience.
Now it's time to meet your hosts. Dr. Chris Alexander has founded over 5 businesses. Kara Turner is the founder of a B2B marketing agency. And Buddy Powers has perfected the product development and commercialization process. Let's get into the episode.
So we're here at episode 12.
Yay.
Our surroundings look a little different.
What? There's nothing wrong.
Yeah. Chris, why don't you tell them where we are?
So we're in ADV's new facility, and we're specifically in my office, which has a lot of natural light. So this is pretty cool.
Yes.
So you may, if you're watching this, you may see people walking through. So anyway, this adds to the ambiance.
Someday you might be in here looking out these windows right here talking to Chris.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Solving the world's problems.
Is this like a couch right here? What's going here?
No, there's going to be bookshelves here. There'll be a couch kind of where Miss Producer is. And then I'm going to have a secret passageway that goes into the conference room.
Very nice. Cool. I'm shocked that you have bookshelves.
Yeah,
I never
imagine
would have
that.
Okay, so today we're talking about knowing our competition. So many businesses think that they're the only business like theirs. And I think if that's true, if you have no competitors, then you probably have no market
either.
Yeah, exactly.
You may be going out of business.
Yes. So I think it's a little unrealistic to think there's no one like you.
Yep.
I think it's very important to perform market research, to know your industry, know your size, make sure you actually have clients that you are selling to.
Right.
So since many businesses think that they don't have anyone, they fall into that trap. Chris, you've talked about knowing your competitors, but also something that most people don't think at all. You've talked about helping your competitors when it's appropriate.
Right.
So expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not saying I want to help all of our competitors. So just kind of a little bit, I think it's important to kind of know what other people do. And we don't spend a lot of time doing that, but there is some kind of intel time. It's like, hey, what are they doing? What's being successful? What's working for them? What's not working? Sometimes what's not working for somebody else may not work because they're not doing the right kind of thing. Maybe they don't have the right connections, the right kind of people. The reason I say it's important sometimes for your clients to help you out is because you may get overloaded, or they may be really good at something that you don't do. And so you're actually helping one of your clients by redirecting them. So there's kind of a balance to that, but I just think it's kind of arrogant and stupid to think you're the only person that can really help other people. You just need to have this kind of holistic view, which I think is a lot more healthy.
Yeah, I've seen before where y'all have people who are not necessarily direct competitors, but certain parts of y'all's businesses overlap, and it's a good collaboration to kind of... That's a great time where you can say, hey, we're a little overloaded. Could you do this? Or this is more your expertise. And it just brings everyone together.
Well, I've got 2 projects going right now where we're actually kind of working with competitors, but we do some things that they don't. So they've hired us to do it. So it's like, to me, it's you just kind of scratch each other's backs when it makes sense.
Yes, I agree. I agree. So, Buddy, you have worked commercializing things before where there were direct competitors who did basically exactly what you did. The formulas may have been a little different, but they did the exact same things. So what is one thing that y'all did to differentiate yourself?
Yeah, I think it's about looking at, like Chris was saying, looking at from the customer's perspective. So the customer at different buying agencies in the organization have different sort of competition or values that they want to look at. So, we call the user buyer the guys in the field. They may have something, ease of application or, is it available for me when I need it, Those type of technologies are really important to them. But when you go into the technical buyer, the guardian of the O&M, that's where you start to look at for things that really the differentiator or testing, like with ADV, the validation stages. How are you developing both your data, maybe a software package around that, and how does it model and trend with some of the testing that you do here? One of the most important things to highlight is that when you're focusing on competition, obviously you don't want to be negative, but the But the audience does want to see you compete. They do want to know what are the differences mm-hmm. between you and the next guy. So I've been through a number of different stages in my career where I don't even recognize competition, which is on one extreme, to I'm almost too negative on the other. And so there's a balance to do the healthy things, but really focus on what your client needs. Like Chris said, you can go along to get along with people, but really it's about driving value for the client.
Yes, that's very important. One thing that ADV Marketing has done recently for ADV Integrity is we've gone through your consumer profiles, which is just basically a generalization of who you're selling to. But I think it's very important that you know you have the technical buyer and you know you have the more like financially motivated buyer, and you talk about all those different buyers that you're selling to and what motivates them and where they're going to have a hang up. And that you address all of those in your marketing. Yeah. And I think ADV Integrity does a really good job. Well, I know they do because they do your marketing.
Well, I think you guys are part what differentiates us, right? It's like, you know, we have a sister company who's a marketing company. I don't know any other engineering company that even thinks that way, right? So I think part of the reason you need to know your competitors is there may be things that they don't do well, and you're like, you know what? We feel like there's really some opportunity. So I think that's why you got to always be studying it. But the other thing you got to realize too, and I've kind of learned this with LinkedIn, is people watch what we do. I mean, we have one competitor is like, I look at everything we post and they're like the number one company that watches everything that we do. And I can't say I'm doing that with anybody else. So I sometimes have to be careful what I say because I know they're watching
what
we're
doing. Don't give away the secret sauce.
They were the number one person looking at my profile too.
You know who you are, and we do too. I just had to work that in there. I couldn't resist.
So, buddy, with sales and business development, how does your current role really play into distinguishing your company and in your past roles? Because you've done business development for a really long time.
Right.
How does that play into distinguishing your company from competitors? And by a really long time, I meant that in a very most respectful way.
Senior citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I really like competition. I think as I go through my career and I'm really starting to commercialize a handful of products, and I look to be doing more with these technologies that are sort of in that, you know, technology, different levels of, you know, availability. But I like competition for three reasons. One, it provides the most value to the customers because everyone is driving to satisfy them. It also drives innovation, because if you're not competing, then you're not evolving and innovating. Right. And then the last thing, which is, you know, some say it's the most important, I like to say it's about third or fourth, is the price. Yep. We want, you know, you want to fight that commodity wave that sort of attacks industries and technologies, but at the same time, you want it to drive innovation and also efficiencies and better service.
Right.
Yes, yep. I agree. So, Chris, as the president of a company, how do you deal with this on a regular basis?
So that's a good, Kara, I think it's a really good question. I think part of it is, if you lead the company, one of your roles is to be visionary, right? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of what that means is you need to know what other people are doing that's well or not well, and you need to create an organization that's moving toward those vision things. So, I think to me, that's why I like that question so much, because it drives a lot of it. The other thing, and I think Buddy's exactly right, competition's a good thing. Matter of fact, Alan Greenspan in his, autobiography said that professional competition is the primary driver in capitalism.
Yes.
Right? So it makes you sharp. And I'll admit there's times I don't really like competition, but the fact, if we didn't have any competition, you can kind of get fat, dumb, and lazy, right? Mm-hmm. So it kind of keeps you on your toes. And the main thing, and Buddy's exactly right, is the client always gets the best product.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yes, I agree. Well, as someone that's in marketing, I think it's very important for your marketing company to know your competition. There are marketing companies that do nothing but market research. They don't do any of the tactics of marketing. Yeah. All they do is the research. And they charge hundreds of thousands of dollars to do that.
Right.
So
right.
You can find marketing companies who do smaller versions of that, but just to have your marketing company always looking at your competition to see what they're doing. As a matter of fact, in our monthly reports that we give to you and our other clients, there's like a competitor landscape where we
talk
about
what they're doing. So you kind
of
become an advisor to your clients in that capacity. Yeah.
And then as someone who has a marketing company, there's so much competition out there.
Right, sure.
So it's really great. We look at a lot of other marketing companies and see what they're doing, and we're like, that's a fantastic idea. Right. And it kind of helps motivate us and keep us on our toes.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a great thing. And I've even reached out to marketing companies and said, like, hey, do you want to, like, kind of, like, network and mentor each other? If something's working for me, great. There's plenty of marketing out there for everyone. Right. So I think that's kind of the help each other out when you can that you were talking about, just within reason.
Exactly.
Not here's my client list.
Yeah, you don't want to put yourself out of business by helping other people.
Yes. Okay, so one practical piece of advice we can give to listeners on this topic. I think my advice would be just using LinkedIn to look at your competitors, see what they're talking about, see what they're doing, and also using industry resources like the different publications, going to networking events. That's a great way to kind of keep a pulse on what's happening in the industry and with your competitors.
Yeah, that's good.
So, Chris.
So, I'm going to kind of play off what Buddy said. Is I think knowing you have competitors makes you work harder. It's kind of like in sports, right? It's like if you have somebody you're always trying to beat. So my encouragement is, if you have a company, and odds are if you're listening to this, you do, is use that competitor to fuel your desire to get better, right? Because I think, and we had it earlier today, we had kind of our quarterly meeting, and, you know, we've grown at like 55% a year since we started in 5 years. I mean, it's unbelievable. We're almost 10 times the size that we were 5 years ago. Part of my drive is I like to beat the competitor. And so it's a fuel that's gonna drive me to be the very best and to build an organization where we try to become the very best. So anyway, just realize if you're doing anything worth doing, like you said, you're gonna have people that are gonna wanna compete and do what you do, but don't let them beat you.
Well, don't they say that imitation is the greatest form of flattery?
Sure.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
That's a good thing. So, Buddy, what advice do you have for listeners?
Yeah, I think I like to look at both sides of it. I like to look from the client perspective and then also the operator perspective that, you know, competition is not to, you know, from an operator's position, I would say, don't allow that to be the low cost, low bid wins, okay? Because that kills innovation, that kills value, and it really, on the flip side of that, competition, when you're talking about low bid wins, you should probably have a piece of your business that is commodity driven, that you actually sample in that space, knowing that the client will pivot to something that's more advanced or something that they need to do that's outside of a commodity type and sort of like a typical, non-typical problem.
Yes, I think that's very important. I think a lot of salespeople can fall into the trap of like lowest bid wins, and you're always going to be fighting for clients if you do that.
That's correct.
Like, you have to provide some other value. Price is part of it, but that can't be the only value that you have.
Right.
That's right. Be willing to walk away from, you know, you have to have, I don't mean this in a bad way, but a preferred client list that values what you're doing. Right.
Yeah, you're your go-to people.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Right. Doesn't mean that's the only people you take work from. It's just the ones that you really enjoy working with. That's what we talk about.
Yes, that's true.
So, do y'all have any other advice or any other closing statements on this?
Well, I think one I'll kind of wrap up is, I think it's important to have goals. Like, so when we started in January, it's October, which is why we're able to be in here without air conditioning in Houston, is set goals and drive toward those goals, right?
Yes.
And so I think especially if you're leading an organization, that's really important. And don't spend too much time worrying about the competitors, to be cognizant of who they are, but you drive the game. So to me, that's important, because I feel like there's some companies, all they do is worry about their competitors, and that's not a way. You're not being innovative if that's what you're doing.
Sure.
Yes, we need to do a whole podcast on just setting goals.
Yeah.
Because you're very big on setting goals.
Yeah.
I know you are too with sales goals.
Yep.
Y'all like preach that into me, and we're going to grow 50% this year too. And I believe it's just because we set goals and work towards them.
Yeah, it's amazing when you set a goal that you can accomplish it.
Yes. Well, Buddy, do you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I think it's real simple. Listen to the client, both from, you know, if you want to start a quality management system where you're actually taking surveys of clients and getting their feedback, ask them about their competition. You know, it's amazing to me to find out our clients are seeing all of our competitors, and they're seeing and engaging on different projects. And you can get a lot of information if you just listen to what they have to say about that.
Listening is very important.
Yeah,
it is.
For sure.
In life.
Yeah.
2 ears and then one mouth for a reason.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today. Listen to us on anywhere that you get your podcasts, and you can subscribe and come back next time. We're going to be talking about using industry resources.
All right. Thanks.